In summer, the temperature reaches more than 48 degrees Celsius. We are using these big cooling fans. We are using these misters. All this together reduce the temperature by 20 degrees Celsius from outside.
The cows produce up to 3 times as much milk as Sudan's native breed, thanks to the waters of the Nile.
Are we going?
But as populations along the Nile continue to rise and farming here intensifies, an ever greater strain will be placed on the river.
How many have you got now?
We got now 2,500 cows. Our plan here in 2 years to expand to 10,000 cows.
I feel a bit conflicted about what I'm seeing here because although I'm sure they're farming with the best of intentions, they are using a lot of water from the Nile. And although they say that the amount they're using is sustainable, what would happen if there were 100 farms like this, 1,000 farms like this, sucking water out of the river? There wouldn't be a lot left to flow on down through the rest of Sudan into Egypt. Who does the Nile belong to? It comes back to that question. Who has rights to the water of the Nile? And it's something that the countries along the Nile haven't really decided and haven't been able to come to agreement on.
To a crucial point on the river.